report.
Okay, wait, this looks different. This is...
Treasurer's report.
Okay. So I have, Madam Chair.
He knows we're starting. Why? Well, you have a choice of going to get Richard and I'll leave.
Well, we need 13 for quorum, so we
No, we don't. We have a quorum. Oh. You do not.
Okay.
All right, we are coming back to order, and we are still in the treasurer's report, and we are now going to the motions that were removed from the consent calendar, starting with 9 Roman numeral 2 small a national programming billbacks. Brian, did you want to speak to this?
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to continue the report, and before we get into the motions, just point out... In the budget, you had forecast numbers for this year, and the outlook for this year has improved considerably. We just got a big bequest since last we met. We received a sizable bequest. We don't know exactly how large, but it's a share of someone's property when it gets sold that'll be coming into the station. Improves our financial picture. also looks like we were under projecting our actual income a little bit. When they last did a forecast 2 months ago. So right now, Lord willing, and whoever you believe in, I don't know why I said Lord willing. Dog willing, and the creek don't rise. we should end the year with $200,000 more than we started the year. At least that's the indication we get from our latest forecast. Summer Fun Drive is coming up, end of July, beginning of August, 1 week long. Goals $300,000. Falling short of that could skew things. Unforeseen expenses should skew things, but it looks like in the short term we're pretty good. Getting back to the national local motions that I wrote up, I think we actually discussed the principles at stake here a lot during the budget, so I won't spend any time really reiterating that. The first one, which I'd like to motivate, is on national programming billbacks. It's listed as Roman numeral 1 in your treasurer's report, which is the packet I handed out.
Point of order, please. Since we've gone through this and I already, can I just ask, maybe what you could do is just see if there's any dispute?
Yes.
If nobody has a dispute, then we'll just pass it and go. If there's
Rock
a
on.
Dispute, then you can motivate and we can have some debate.
All right, we are on the first motion, and it is national programming billbacks. Are there questions or discussion about this particular item? Oh, Phoebe?
About the fourth motion about free speech?
No, we're going to go one at a time.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, I don't have any questions about the first three or
Seeing no further discussion, may we go to a vote on this item?
I call the question. I second.
The question has been called. Any objection to ending debate? In the question of approval, all those in favor, is there any objection to passing this particular item? Seeing none, we are moving on to the second, which is national election billbacks. Is there discussion of this? Brian, did you have a comment on this?
I was just going to move it and ask for a second as a formality.
Second.
It has been moved in reference to the national election billbacks. Sherry has called the question. It's been seconded. Is there any objection to ending debate? Is there any objection to passing national election billbacks?
I object.
Richard has objected. Do you wish to speak to it?
Sure. I'm concerned about this one in particular, because I think, well, first of all, you know, Pacifica is a group of stations. I am.
He wasn't up. It's up now.
Hello? Okay. And I think the election process is extremely important. The money has to come from somewhere. And I've been horribly disappointed in how the elections have been handled. And I guess what I see this motion, unfortunately, I mean, it's like a benefit for KPFA, but I have to balance, just like if I'm a congressperson, I have to balance my district and what I think is good for the nation. I'm balancing. I think that this, I don't know, it doesn't feel good to me in terms of the way I've seen elections, the attitude of various people and groups and so forth. I think there's a lot of negativity about it. And this looks like our station first, election second. And I, as far as elections go, I can't take that position.
I think your concern is well taken, Richard. I point out that what the motion's not doing is it's not saying don't fund elections. It's regarding where the funding comes from. In fact, it's clear that Pacifica will have to fund the elections because the National Election Supervisor, in particular, which is the position this motion is in reference to, is mandated that it be hired in Pacifica's bylaws. The question is whether those nationally incurred expenses are pushed onto the station's budgets. And in this case, the way it's been divided up among the stations is less than clear. For some reason, KPFA is getting saddled with 31% of the total national cost for this position. So basically what the motion is saying to the national office, and we're not talking about a lot of money here. I mean, KPFA would continue paying for their local election supervisor, which I think is appropriate. It's a locally incurred cost. But it's saying you guys find the money for the national election supervisor in your own budget. And if that involves raising more money, raise more money. If it involves making cuts, make cuts, but make it from the national budget. Don't force that on the stations. Speaking to support for the actual elections process in Pacifica, I would actually say pushing this kind of expense onto the stations has the potential to breed more resentment than bundling it into the national office where it belongs. Because the real detailed review of budgeting happens, as we've seen, at the local board level. It appears to be more cursory on the national level, from my experience on the National Finance Committee. And people ask a lot of questions and have some resentment over the costs that have been imposed on their stations that should be rightfully national.
Neil, do you want to turn it up a little bit?
Starting where?
Thank you. You have to speak into a microphone. We can't hear what you're saying.
Richard, would your concern be addressed if we added a whereas recognizing the necessity and importance of that position or the elections themselves?
It's more than that. I mean, you know, my concern is that we have good, fair, inclusive elections. I've been fighting for that for the whole time I've been around here, and the objections to it take various forms, but I just see, you know, the stations are all part of the same network, and if the money, the fact that we pay an inordinate percent, I mean, that should be questioned. There should be some equity and fairness there. So I'm not approving that. I'm just saying that we really aren't that different than them. We are them. They are us in terms of national elections. So if I don't know. So I don't see that being a concern, and I don't know that many people at the station would know about it unless somebody started spreading it out that, oh, this is coming from there, so be mad, you lost your job for this or something. I don't know. It's just, I've seen a tendency, I've said this before, I'll say it again, I've seen a tendency in Pacifica which I call the Confederate Stations of Pacifica, meaning it's all the local stations want to take care of themselves and don't care about the whole picture. And I just see this as another part of that.
Sherry and then Mary.
I call the question.
The question has been called. Do I hear a second? It's been seconded. Is there objection to ending debate? Are you objecting? Chandra has objected. Mary, did you have... I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. All those in favor of ending debate?
Everybody keep your hands up, please.
11, all of those opposed? Motion passes, we've ended debate. All those in favor of the National Election Bill Backs motion? You want a roll call?
Fine. I'd like that.
Yeah. Tico, do you have a roll call ready?
Okay.
Here, I have a paper one if we need to do that. Okay. It's just that you need to keep it. You got it?
I'm going to type it.
Okay.
Sasha Futran.
Yes. Microphone.
Phoebe Ann Sorgan.
Yes.
Ernesto Chassin. Yes.
Hi.
Brian Edwards Teeger?
Yes.
Bonnie, do you vote? You don't vote on this round,
not
right?
Not yet.
Con Hallinan?
Yes.
And?
Sarv
Randhawa?
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
Henry Knorr?
Yes. You have to get a different one.
Yes.
Henry said yes. Henry Norris says yes.
Attila Negi?
Yes.
LeVarne Williams?
Yes.
Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Richard Phelps?
No.
Stan Woods?
No.
Chandra Hopman?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you, Noel. Yes.
Okay, next. What do you got, Tico?
No,
12 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions. We are moving on now to archives fundraising.
So that would be item 3 in the treasurer's report. I'll move it. Look for a second.
Oh, second.
If I may speak to it briefly, Madam Chair. Basically, there's two issues in play here. One I spoke about during the budget, there's diminishing returns from on-air fundraising, so it's an imposition when you have an increasing number of days imposed on the station going to national fundraising. The second, and this I really got out of talking with Bonnie, who's helped out with the archives fundraisers and gone down and plugged for them, is that it's actually incredibly taxing on the archive staff to prepare for what is now 48 hours of continuous fundraising, because they have to generate original material. It's not like a programmer who's used to doing a show every day just doing a fundraising show instead of their regular show. It's an office that's primarily set up to archive and preserve reel-to-reel tape, suddenly coming up with original fundraising marathon programming. And the expansion of the fund drive is something that did not come on the archives initiatives. It came on the, as I understand it, initiative of Pacifica's chief financial officer. What the motion asks us to do is to cap national on-air fundraising for the archive at one day per year, which is what they did prior to this current year, and they assured us that was a temporary emergency measure when our manager raised objections, she told me, and says, find the money in the national budget to support this, and says, find the money in the national budget to support this important work.
I see Attila, Mary. Oh, I'm sorry. I had Sasha first. Attila, Mary.
I would suggest that while the staff is archiving, that they also pay attention to what they're archiving and think in terms of what might make a good fundraising program on the air. It is possible
your,
to do
your
both
mic
at the
doesn't
same
seem
time.
To be working at all, Sasha. I can't hear anything.
I suggest that the staff that is doing the archiving, while they're doing the archiving, pay attention to what it is that they're working on and whether it would make a good show for the next fundraising 48 hours.
Attila?
Just a note that these mics are designed that you speak about an inch away or even right in your mouth if possible.
They're very direct.
Yeah. As much as I understand that one day, going past one day may be too much fundraising, on the other hand, as Sasha said, if there's so much, there's a treasure of programs in the archives, I would like to hear that actually on a regular basis. A lot of those programs are historical documents of what has gone on that we can learn from related to what's going on now. So I personally, if good programming could be done, I would support 2 days. I would support 2 days. I will go with the majority of how this board feels, but I think the archive material should be presented on the radio more often, and if for 2 days they could be presented in a just they could be presented well, then I think I would support 2 days.
Mary? Yes.
Oh, I found one.
That's where it went.
Thank you. I do not support that. And Brian talked about the adverse effect on our fundraising. It's very, very confusing to listeners, and we've done this over a number of years back into the 90s when the national was always trying to have national fundraising days. And you've got two different phone numbers, two different things, and people feel they've already given, and when they paid the one, they don't realize that they haven't paid the other. We have elections coming up. And it generates a lot of feeling among listeners and resentment. What you mean I'm not qualified? I just subscribed $200. Well, that was to the archives. It's really not a good idea. It doesn't showcase the archive programming all that well because what is picked out is great for fundraising, and oftentimes these are evergreens that have been heard before, but the way to feature the archive programming is to have, well, they have a show from the vault to air more programs all through the collection, not just those high hitters that might make money. So I do hope we pass this amendment, I think, and remember that it was not the archives, it was not Brian DeJazer or anybody there that asked to do this. And I think that should really be put in mind. It's a lot of work for them, as Bonnie said, and I think this is another reason why we should support this. So I think there are at least three good reasons.
Chandra, then Richard. Speak into it closely.
No, the cord was stuck. Does the Archives Committee, has the Archives Committee addressed alternative fundraising options? If we approve this and it becomes... And the national board approves it. I want to know if you've proposed alternatives or discussed it.
Can I speak to that? The Archives Committee stopped being a committee 3 months ago. It's a task force now. Sadly, it's been a bit in disarray. It's been a little bit hard to make the transition and get committee members to find out who are going to be the task force members now. So since that time, the Archives Task Force has had two lightly attended, very informal discussions. It's a really puzzling question to really address fairly. I think there's a lot of elements that go into this, but be aware that I know that on the a committee that is the program directors and managers and national office and archives, there has already been discussion about these fund drive days. And as Brian said, my understanding is that last year was an emergency measure to go to 2 days. If these fundraising days were to happen this year, my understanding is that they would fall very close to the last fund drive of the year, to the fall fund drive. The archives doesn't, as Brian also said, they're not tasked with making original programming. And I think it's fair to say that their work that is most important, which is restoring the tapes that are already extant within the archive, is a very, very difficult task. Their equipment has been found to be really lacking. They are just now in the process of finding the type of tape machines that you can use to run really old tape without ripping it. Those are not made any longer, so they not only have to find old ones, but they then have to have them reconditioned. Last year, I worked on the archive fund drive days as a volunteer and put in a lot of time, as did a handful of other people, most of them from KPFA Signal Area. I think that it is fair to say, because I've had some discussion with them, I know that I myself will not be able to this year, and I think that several of the other people that were involved last year will not be able to either. So and also, since this is addressing it as a budget issue, I think we should keep in mind that supposedly 2.5% of what we're already paying to central services is supposed to go to the archives. And I couldn't address whether that does or not. I don't know. I'm just not privy to it. So it's a kind of a puzzle as to where to go with it.
Okay, we got a list.
And Richard.
And Sarv.
Sasha, Sarv. Okay, Richard?
Well, I'm probably going to be in the minority again, but the point I want to make here is that history is important. History is what the corporations and the people that run this country don't want us to know. If they had, you know, had their choice, the Tonkin Gulf truth would never come out. A lot of other things would never come out. And I think the archives is one of the most important things that Pacifica does, ever did, ever will do, so that when, you know, my grandchildren are around, they'll be able to hear about some of the things that happened here when the, you know, the New York Times is lying to us again about something, and the truth will be out there about what the history was about. And again, I just hate putting limits. I don't want to be sitting here passing a motion saying, well, it can only be 1 day. It may be 2 days is needed. I don't know. But I think those kind of decisions should be made by an informed leadership body. And what I sense again is, you know, it's a, well, we don't want to give that for us because that's them. And I still think we're all part of the same group. And so I just don't see the point of limiting it. I don't know that they're going to do it again. I don't know. But it rubs me the wrong way. So we should move this agenda and get on with it and get on to the other business we have. We don't have to debate this forever. That's just
Sasha.
What my concern.
Sasha.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to throw in a couple of ideas based on people who, you know, were against this, you know, 2 days sort of ideas. I mean, we could throw in a membership when people contribute to the archives. It is possible to do, or you could say if you contribute $50, you will get a membership because there's the lowest level of I mean, what, Mary, you're shaking your head no, but I'm wondering why not. It's in our power to do that. No? It doesn't work with the bylaws.
You have to be affiliated with one station or another, not the archives. Okay. It's in the bylaws.
Well, but it would seem to me that every station could throw in a membership with to their listening audience. You know, if I'm calling up KPFA because of its fundraising day for the archives and I'm contributing $50, I think I don't understand why it should be impossible for KPFA to then give me a membership in KPFA. I mean, these are not insurmountable problems, but in any event, maybe there has to be something changed on a national level. The other one was that how that day of programming is does not need to be a given. I mean, you're saying they're doing original programming for 48 hours? Well, why? I mean, why would original programming by archivists make me want to give to the archive? I'd like to hear an old program.
Can.
So I don't know that it's a given that that has to be that way. I mean, I think the one, you know, the 2 days could be clips that are taken, and every hour or two, a three-minute clip is, you know, something that's, that you know, it's like we're at war now, Vietnam War clips, other, you know, Gulf War 1990s clips. I mean, there are other things that, you know, there were things that were said in the past that pertain to what's going on right now. It would seem to me like something like that could be done, and that would be the kind of thing that as you're preserving material and you hear something that's good, you go, ah, this would be great. And you tape it and you, you know, preserve it on separately and you, you know, put things together. I mean, I don't think we have to say it's a given that people who aren't programmers have to program for 48 hours nonstop. I just was saying, you know, I think we can look at this in different ways. I think it's important to, you know, preserve the materials, and if they need money for that, then they ought to be getting it anyway. And then it also in terms of the fundraising date draw, you know, the too close to KPFA's fundraiser, well, because that's a national program, the archive day. Okay. Anyway, and I had a curious question. What's the difference between you as a group meeting body, as a committee, or a task force?
It's a question of quorum.
it's actually a question of quorum so that the meetings can go forward. Because if the meetings do not achieve quorum, they can't do any business. However, if you're a task force, you're sort of released of that restriction.
I hate to interrupt, but I have a point of order. This is not on the motion.
Right. We're drifting
all over the place here, folks. We've got short time.
Okay. All right. I have Sarv and Sherry and Lavarne.
Thank you very much.
And Ryan.
You know, there's one sentiment expressed here that we all agree on, that Pacifica Radio Archives, it's really a precious resource, and we want to preserve it for future generations to come. And we all agree on that. I think that what we need to do is make sure that the funding for it is predictable, it's there all times. Pacifica Radio Archives does not have a megaphone, any one particular radio station where they can go there at will, begin to raise money. Now, there are other considerations. When I think there's a listener fatigue too. If we begin to raise money four times, three or four times each radio station, then we have Pacifica Radio Archives raising its own money. Then we have National that sends out its own fundraising mailings and things like that. People get worried. They say, what's going on here? Everybody's raising money just all the time. So I think it's since National Office is getting all the time this money and they are supposed to allocate a certain funds to Pacifica Radio Archives, I think we have to hold them to it and say, you fund this one on a predictable basis and in future and for until Pacifica National Board or some entity decides otherwise. So I think for that reason, I'm going to vote for this.
Sherry?
Well, I agree with what Sarv said in that the 2 days of fundraising have a negative impact then on KPFA's overall fundraising. And since our overall fundraising is used to contribute to the archives, I think that I am in support of this measure. The original programming is that somebody has to cut and paste the archival material, Sasha, in order to make a program. So it takes their time. And anyway, I support the measure because I do think it has a negative impact on our programming, our fundraising.
LaVarne?
Call the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. I was looking. Someone else was raising their hands. I didn't hear it.
I call the question.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Okay. What? Any objections? I know. Any objections to closing debate? You object. Brian objects. Okay.
No, not okay. How many people?
Well, just a minute. Keith. For truncating democracy, but there is a process. All right, there's been an objection. All those in favor of closing debate, raise your hand. You'll have to count. I don't think we need to count this one, guys. I don't think we need to count it. Can we move? I mean, unless there's an objection. Does somebody object? Okay, all right. Can we move then to the vote, please? All right, all those in favor of the motion on the archival fundraising, raise your hand. You have to count again, dear. All those opposed? Abstentions?
Two.
Two. Okay. The motion passes.
We are on to Free Speech Radio News Increases. Did you need to speak to it, Brian?
I'll move it. Ask for a second.
Second.
Same issue here. What you have is an expense that's been... Good one.
Sorry, no, we're not used to this. Is there anyone opposed to Free Speech Radio News Increases motion, which would have been 9 Roman numeral 2D? Chandra, I'm sorry, could you speak into the microphone?
I have a question, not an objection, before we move this. Could I get the percentage that you're talking about of the CSG?
For us, the amount is 25%, the national programming, production, and acquisition earmark. It's different if you're getting like the rural station funding bonus, which no Pacifica stations are. So it's 25% for all of our stations, but it would be false to say that 25% of the CSG is the NPPAG, because it's not the case for everyone.
And would that change the amount that that we're now, that KPFA is now levied?
That we're now billed?
Yeah. Would it be higher than 25%? Is the current amount higher than 25%?
We're being asked to budget 34% next year.
Okay, thank you.
We already
voted.
There were no objections.
No. Okay, next question.
Well, this is an objection.
Phoebe? Likewise, a question, not an objection.
Okay.
Well, I just really value Free Speech Radio News, so I wouldn't want this decision to adversely affect Free Speech Radio News. So my question is, are we sure that it will get adequate funding if we make this decision?
I'm not sure it'll get adequate funding if we don't. It's not getting adequate funding now. Nobody who staffs that newscast gets sick days, let alone health benefits. Freelancers haven't seen a raise since the newscast was created 7 years ago. And the network is not getting richer. The problem, to my mind, is the national office has never really taken it on as a responsibility at a national level to find the funding for this. You know, they're funding a single person at $90,000 a year in terms of her compensation package to run a DC bureau that produces a headline package that's on like three or four stations. Free Speech Radio News is on 100 stations. Their anchor, Auto Bogato, gets $75 a day, $19,000 a year to do her job. So here's my point. The Pacifica Network News had a budget of $1.2 million. The network's giving less than half that to Free Speech Radio News now. The costs for Free Speech Radio News are getting pushed onto the stations, but it's one of the things that Pacifica National sells to affiliates as a reason to affiliate. Affiliate with Pacifica, you get Free Speech Radio News. They're collecting $200,000 a year in affiliation fees now, and it's going up. I think what we're asking, and I think this is important to keep in mind with all of these are all really important things. The question is not, should they be funded? It's, where should the money come from?
Let me reframe my question. Not whether Free Speech Radio News will get adequately funding if we make this decision, but will this decision adversely affect Free Speech Radio News?